So are you planning an Election Day party tomorrow night? What do you think? Is it a slumber party? I guess 2000 was a slumber party. Maybe people didn't want it that way. Is it a tailgate party? We wanted to give you some tips for how to responsibly set up an election night party. And joining us now is Stefan Bublil, who's the founder of The Apartment, a kind of lifestyle and design agency. Stefan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Hello, Patrick, and hello, John.
Hello.
And Elizabeth Lane Lawley is in Rochester, New York. She's an associate professor at Rochester Institute of Technology, where they have some party concerns of their own. Elizabeth, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Elizabeth, let me begin with you. You're trying to design a nonpartisan party. What are your suggestions for people who are trying to do this on a smaller scale?
Well, we're in an interesting position because, you know, we're on a college campus and we're going to be having the party on the college campus. And as someone who has to teach and grade the students, I don't want to put them in a position where having what an idea that disagrees with mine is going to make them feel that their grade might be at risk. So we've always done this in a nonpartisan way. For me, that means, you know, really making it clear when we send out invitations and make announcements about it that everyone is welcome at this regardless of their partisan leanings.
Stefan, it's a little different in your neck of the woods there, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing something extremely partisan. We're actually going to be going for Obama all the way and be able to hopefully respect and honor three of his sides, this Kenyan side, and have some food there from the Kirikiu tribe, which is Kenyan's most popular ethnic group, and be able to cook some irio or mokimo, which is really a mixture of beans that comes in two colors. For his Hawaiian part, we'll be having some lao lao, which is an authentic Hawaiian entree. And, of course, for the Chicago part, we'll be having some cupcakes with Oprah frosting.
Now, you don't have any, like, quesadillas on ice in case you're going to have to come up with some Arizona cuisine in a hurry, right?
That's going to be more like Coca-Cola and Mars bars, which are going to be really the last taste of America before, I guess, we flee to Canada.
And what about some moose?
Ah, the moose. That's probably right. That's for the next part of our journey.
So I guess what are you thinking in terms of the late night here? I mean, this could be over really early, or are you prepared for it going, you know, way into the wee hours, Stefan?
We're prepared for this to be quite early. From the polls that have been coming out lately, we're looking at some nice Dom Perignon corking, I think, probably early in the evening. I'm hoping that way we can drink even more and wake up with a sense of a new America.
A responsible citizen there, Stefan Bublil.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Lawley, how do you keep a party like this from getting raucous? I mean, at a college, there are strong views, and you're up there in upstate New York, where I imagine it's not very one-sided.
No, in fact, it's not particularly one-sided in our part of the country, nor with our students, who tend to be a more conservative than usual mix of young people. But we have done this in the past, and we really haven't had a lot of trouble. I mean, it helps that we're having it on the academic side of campus. We're having it in a building that they think of as, you know, sort of not their personal space. If we were doing this in the dorms, or if there was alcohol involved, I suspect it would be a very different kind of vibe.
But so no streaking and no free beer at this point.
No free
right.
beer, indeed. Yeah. We're having it in the conference room. There will be pizza and soda, but there will be no beer.
What about Cheetos? What about Cheetos?
We encourage people to bring their junk food of choice. So this is a grassroots, grounds-up kind of party, not a carefully orchestrated and catered affair.
All right, and big-screen TVs for both, I suspect. Elizabeth Lane Lawley, thanks so much for joining us from Rochester, New York. She's an associate professor at Rochester Institute of Technology. And Stefan, have a rockin' time.
Thank you very much. And if I can say, you know, how can you have a presidential election without streaking? That just seems crazy to me.
Again, a responsible citizen, Stefan Bublil, founder of The Apartment, a lifestyle and design agency here in New York City. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you.